I join up on this bitch. I miss you. Two times. Yeah. Sticking to the code, all these hoes for the street. I put it in her nose, it's gon' make her pussy leak. Pussy niggas told ain't gon' wake up at they sleep. You can't hear that switch, but you can't hear them niggas scream. All my hoes do shrooms, nigga, all my hoes do coke. 20 karat ring, I put my fingers down her throat. If I lose a carrot, she might choke. I know she gon' swallow, she a goat. Free band, nigga, bring them rats in. Got the shooters in the corner, light a pack in. She think cause she's out of bitch, she a track, yeah. That's that shit that get you put up out the section. And the model still the same. Fall like I won a championship game. You know these hoes hungry, they gon' fuck for a name. I put her on the game, she get fucked for a chain. Got your girl in this bitch, she twirling on the dick. I got syrup in this bitch, turn up in this bitch. And we bout to irks in this bitch, you murked in this bitch. All these pointers on me, baby, you know it's game time. Bring a friend, bitch, we fuck them at the same time. I'm a different nigga, no, we not the same kind. You can't have that look, bitch, you ain't mine. Young dope, dealer selling dope, is you like that? Kicking doors, kicking in doors, is you like that? Young thug, nigga selling lows, is you like that? All 24, you won't go, is you like that? Niggas from the bottom really like that. Stepping in Balenci's if you like that. Pop another bottle if you like that.
These niggas talking out of their necks. Don't put no coughing out of your mouth. I'm way too paranoid for a threat. Hey, let's get it, bro. DOT, the money, power, respect.
The last one is better.
Say yes, a lot of goofies with a check.
I mean, I hold them sentiments symbolic. My temperament bipolar, I choose violence.
Okay, let's get it up. It's time for him to prove that he's a problem.
Niggas clicking up, but cannot be legit. No 40 water, tell him. Yeah, get up with me. Fuck sneak diss and first person shooter. I hope they came with three switches. I crash out like fuck rap. This Melly Mel if I had to. Got two T's with me. I'm snatching chains and burning tattoos. It's up. Lost too many soldiers not to play it safe. If he walk around with that stick, it ain't Andre 3K. Think I won't drop the location. I still got PTSD. Motherfuck the big three. Nigga, it's just big me. Nigga, boom. What? I'm really like that. And your best work is a light pack. Nigga, Prince outlived Mike Jack. Nigga, boom. For all your dogs getting buried, that's a K with all these nines. He gon' see Pet Cemetery, nigga.
Young dope, dealer selling dope, is you like that? Kicking doors, kicking in doors, is you like that? Young throw, nigga selling laws, is you like that? All 24, you won't go, is you like that? Niggas from the bottom really like that. Stepping in Balenci's if you like that. Pop another bottle if you like that. Dealer selling dope, is you like that? Kicking doors, kicking in doors, is you like that? Young throw, nigga selling lows, is you like that? All 24, you won't go, is you like that? Niggas from the bottom really like that. Stepping in Balenci's if you like that. Pop another bottle if you like that.
Came bangin' dope, niggas was John slangin' powder. Walk in a strip club, make it rain for 3 hours. Locked in and now I got my phantom in my driver. Perked out, took chances in my hood like Nevada. Surfed out outside, white interior lasagna. 100,000s, I just cashed out on designer. Got a devourer, nigga, I learned in the jungle. Once I said it's low, that's $1 million in a week.
Go DJ, that's my DJ. Go DJ, that's my DJ. Go DJ, that's my DJ. Go DJ, yeah.
DJ World Premier, aka Scoliosis. Today I got Lovelace here, Doco here. This ain't that other show or that other show. Big three here today.
You're.
How y'all living? How y'all living on a glorious Saturday?
Oh, it's such a great Saturday down here, man. The sun is out. My kids are quiet. You know, can't complain.
I can't relate to the weather, but it's a good day. It's a good day.
The niggas got that track. Well, you know what? It could have been a better day, bro. It could have been a better day. I'm disappointed at the state of current affairs.
Speak on it. What you talking about?
I'm talking about the Beige God, Maple Leaf Hove, Canadian. He's not Maple Leaf Hove.
We ain't got to do that. Go ahead, man. Go ahead, man. I'm going to let you get your shit off. Go ahead.
I'm just, you know, I'm just the Sass God. I'm disappointed that the Sass God ain't responded. It's been, what, 2 weeks now?
You don't need to.
Yes. Yeah, what do you mean, Doko?
You don't need to. Why does he need to?
Because somebody dissed him.
Nah, he don't need to respond to that, bro. There's no point. There's nothing more he could say to Kendrick that's gonna make it any better.
He got to get back. Niggas can't take shots at you. Well, let me not say that, because like, if Uncle Murder took a shot at Drake, he don't have to diss him back, right? If fucking. Yeah. You know, some low caliber Canadian rapper, Cardinal Official, took a shot at Drake. He don't have to shoot back from the T-dot. But
nah.
But a nigga that's on your caliber, why don't you have to shoot back?
No. Like, when you number one, I feel like a guy from another podcast kind of said this, so I don't want to steal his sauce. But when you number one, bro, you dictate the current, how the event's going to play out, bro. I've said it several times to everyone. I don't feel like there is going to be a Kendrick response. I do know there will be a future response, but that's because of the different type of relationship. The Kendrick thing, I feel like that boat has passed. They've both taken shots at each other throughout their music the last decade, bro. It's now all of a sudden, because people that don't listen to lyrics could actually have it spelled out for them. They're in a frenzy. They want a quick response. They trying to compare this to Meek Mill 10 years ago. And dog, it's a whole different stance. The Meek response was because Drake was fighting for his life, bro. People was questioning his pen. They was like, yo, did that nigga write anything? He still get the jokes today. But at that time, we all were there. It was like, oh, shit, like, this nigga don't write his raps? Like, so he had to come quick. Now,
I think...
Pause. You said it. I thought you was going to catch it. Yeah. Pause.
You know, we all grown men with kids, bro. I don't got to play that pause game no more, bro. I'm about to be 34.
Fuck that. We still playing the pause game, nigga.
I'm not playing it.
Let's go. Like that... I don't care if you got 40 kids. If it's flagrant like that.
Check this out. I'm not in the Diddy
lawsuit.
I don't have to play these games.
No Diddy.
No Diddy and no sexual assault talk today, please. Please, no. Nope, we're not doing that. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I just wanted some vibes. So, Drake don't have to respond because he's quote-unquote number one. What about Cole?
Before his treacherous twin responds, I want to let y'all know, J. Cole's been on a mission to be ready for these type of responses. I think we will get a response on the album when that comes out fairly soon. But he's made it clear that he's ready to rap against and with or through whoever he
was. That a light skin joke, nigga?
Bro, like, the people know you. Like, yo, you that's like Young
fucking
Cole.
Crazy.
If you had locks, you would be J. Cole.
No, I wouldn't, bro.
Damn.
No, so you don't start. Look like, so, don't Scully, don't start. Don't start. Right don't, st- don't start.
You don't look like sideline story right now.
No. All right. No, I see it. Like right. Mr. Nice Watch.
Okay.
Like Mr. Nice Watch Cole. And it's crazy because
his profile pic is with a nice watch.
Okay, that's what we're doing.
It is a nice watch.
That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. Okay.
He just looks like a 2K creative player. Like, how do you look like the Eagles quarterback? You look like the Eagles quarterback. You look like young J. Cole. You also look like a villain in a Tyler Perry movie.
Yo,
like the guy from Soul Food.
Y'all been waiting.
That was you remember in the Soul Food movie, the nigga that got Lem the job.
Okay,
he got Lem the job, and he said, "Oh yeah, I called her Cola."
I called
her Cola because of her shape. Like, he looks like a young version of that nigga.
And then Lynn had to put them beats
on him. Hey, man, that shit crazy.
Yeah.
No. But I've been calling you his Irish twin for weeks now. Like,
bro,
I've been
you gotta relax. I don't think the response is gonna be the way that everybody thinks it's gonna be. I think it's gonna be something like light jabby, but nothing too crazy. I don't think they're going to really go back and forth the way people are expecting them to, honestly.
We just missed out on
it. Before the music expert goes, it doesn't warrant it. That song, the song is getting that fire because that beat is insane. Kendrick, some of his best work has been
insane. Yeah, Scully could never.
So, wow. I'm just, man, like, I don't see
like a knockdown, drag them out, you know, battle going on. This ain't gonna be like LL and Cannabis and, you know, all of that type of stuff.
Won that for real.
He did. But I think even
everybody except for LL acknowledges that.
All right.
What the fuck?
Oh, here we go. Metaverse. Yo,
am I in the fucking Twilight Zone?
Yo.
Am I in the Twilight Zone?
Yo, the old ass nigga with the radiators. Go ahead. tell us how it was different in the 80s, nigga. Tell us.
I just can't believe y'all saying Cannabis won. Second round knockout was great. That was great. That was an excellent joint. And he would have won if LL didn't respond. Do y'all forget LL's caliber as a rapper? Or do y'all just remember the fucking singles that he had with Total and Boys to Men and shit?
I was born in 84.
Like, this nigga was flagrant in some of his videos. You was born when?
In 94.
Oh yeah, you was born in the midst of fucking greatness.
I have no clue what the fuck was going on for.
Well, I'll tell you some of the flagrant acts, like LL Cool J put Hershey's chocolate syrup on a young lady's leg outside in public.
That sounds like a TikTok skit.
But it was like, and he was wearing Tommy Hilfiger, and he just poured like chocolate syrup on her leg, and then he pulled a strawberry out of his pocket and dragged the strawberry on the chocolate syrup and ate it. And these niggas was at like a park bench. Like, it was mad public location.
Wait, was this a music video?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's crazy, bro.
So no, a nigga that's willing to do that, you know he got bars in the tuck. Like,
I don't know if that constitutes bars, though, bro. Stop.
Like, a nigga wearing a pink shirt, you know he can fight.
Nah.
I don't think anybody has ever questioned Cameron's hands after the pink fur coat picture.
He might be a... Never mind.
Okay.
What about wearing pink, though?
Huh?
What about all the niggas that started wearing
pink after him? All them niggas can't fight.
And some of them niggas got tested, though. Some of those niggas got tested. So, LL Cool J, the nigga battled Kumo D, which is crazy, because why the fuck would you battle Kumo D? The nigga battled like everybody. Mama Says Knock You Out is a diss track. Who Shot You, where he put some of the greatest rappers in New York on the remix, and he was still dissing niggas at the end. Nigga, I shot you. Like, LL came through with Jack the Ripper.
Shut the fuck up, nigga.
I still ain't heard why you consider his
old ass shit.
Like, he beat Cannabis with Jack the Ripper.
Bro, you notice how he leaned into the old head shit and didn't mention nothing about J. Cole?
Oh, yeah. Back to the point. Because y'all was just an LL. Because y'all just LL.
Because LL is
LL,
for real.
In my opinion, Cannabis.
Oh, my
bad. But, hey, if you feel the comeback from that was better, then you do. I just...
The nigga named the song Can I Bust.
I know.
Like, and that was the hook for the record. It was like 7 minutes. Go listen to it if you have some free time this evening. But so here's the thing.
I gotta dig out fucking tape player to play that shit, nigga. Like, what are you talking about?
The Young Bulls. The Young Bulls are disrespectful to pot. Niggas is young. This nigga was born, and he was born before fucking Doing It came out. Pause. Oh, no, after. Damn, that's crazy. You're young.
That's not my fault that I was born into an era where we didn't have to fucking go to the payphone to talk to women. Like, that's not my fault.
Yeah.
Well, you were born into it. You just didn't have to live it.
No, I didn't have to.
There you go.
You're right.
You
correct.
By the time he was old enough to operate a phone, payphones was gone.
This nigga Scully had a suitcase phone. Like,
I did have the Zach Morris joint. And when I tell you that shit was like putting a car battery next to your face. That shit was the heat that radiated off of that hole. Like, Zach Morris made this shit look real player. But you can't put it in your pocket.
You gotta...
Try putting your PS5 in your pocket. Try putting your PS5 in your pocket. That's what it was like putting the big-ass cell phone.
Think it's stupid.
But J. Cole and Drake... they both have to respond. I think it's too late for Drake, or the later it takes him to respond, like the better the response better be in some people's eyes. But because it's Kendrick is why they have to respond. If it's Pusha T, don't give it no light, right? Because Pusha T got dissed by Jim Jones and didn't do nothing back. Pusha T is a lower caliber rapper, lower tiered rapper. But when somebody that's on your tier, when you're in the conversation of who's the best, is it Cole, is it Drake, is it Kendrick, ooh, the boogeyman, when you're in that fucking rotation and these are your peers, you can't diss me or say nothing bad about me publicly and I don't say nothing back to you.
Who's the boogeyman?
Kendrick's the boogeyman.
Oh my god.
Kendrick is the boogeyman. Now, I'm gonna tell you what Drake's response
sounds like. This must be light skin bias or something.
I'm gonna tell you what Drake's response sound like.
No, don't do it. Don't you dare disrespect.
I put you on tour with me. I put you on the tour bus things. You used to open up for me. I guess I was the best you ever had, hey. Like, it's going to be some shit like that. Like, yo, it's like sending a nigga to the store. That's the rapper's version of sending a nigga to the store. You opened up for me.
You don't get to disrespect Drake like that, bro. That sounds weird saying that, but you don't get to disrespect Drake like that.
Is it because you look like him?
Yeah, all right, man. God damn, bro.
We got Wheelchair Jimmy on the pod today, ladies and gentlemen.
Not gonna lie.
If Drake would have never grew the facial hair, he may not be here today, man.
Y'all niggas been waiting to jump me. I can see it.
I'm not jumping. I just said if Drake wouldn't have grew a facial hair, he wouldn't have made it to where he is today. That's what I was saying. Whoa. I already got my twin jokes off.
Okay. Because I'm going to get at you. I'm going to get at you, Kevin Porter. You better chill out. Chill out, Kevin Porter, Junior.
Wow.
That's hilarious. That is hilarious.
Realizing niggas look like somebody else in real time is fucking nuts.
Let me go pull a picture up, bro. I ain't never heard that. Hold on.
Oh, I was about to say.
Chill out.
I can say that rap music's been entertaining this year, especially. We got a lot of good releases. And it's early. I love the Future joint. The whole project is tight. Schoolboy Q shit is tight.
Actually,
who else dropped? Oh, you ain't hear the Schoolboy? Schoolboy's good. And somebody else dropped shit. And then of course Cola's dropping. I don't know if the Nicki shit dropped this year or late last year. I won't put that in. I don't think I'm the target audience for that. But I did have to give it another spin because my kid is going to the concert in Madison Square, right? So I listened to the album because I'm like trying to figure out like...
That's expensive.
What's expensive?
That ticket.
What, a Madison Square Garden Nicki Minaj concert ticket?
Mm-hmm.
That is, I'm not going to say expensive. I don't think expensive is the right word. Okay. I will say luxury. Luxury. Going to concerts is a luxury for some artists.
And for some people, that's expensive.
The Nicki Minaj or the Nas?
Bro,
why did I gotta get definitely the Nicki ticket was more. The Nicki ticket was more, and the Nas concert ticket was disgusting. But I'm in the sixth row, so it's cool.
So you actually can be the fill-in DJ if his mans get sick or something get happen before you get through the door. You close enough where they can get you on stage in a timely fashion.
Well, they got a conductor at that bitch because it's going to be with an orchestra. So I can conduct that joint. Hoe. Mm. That's cool. I can conduct that hoe if I need to, but can't. I can't conduct.
My bad. I didn't know my mic was on mute. My bad.
Yo, I can look. It's just pointing and waving like, yo, I've been to church. I've been to Black people church.
Speaking of church, you better take your ass to church this Sunday. It's Easter, but you know, whatever.
Do y'all do that? Do y'all go to church on Easter Sunday and Mother's Day and then just don't go back for the rest of the year?
No, I'm not a heathen.
No, see, what you got to do is you got to go a few weeks before so that way when you show up on Easter or Mother's Day or Father's Day or any of them other days, that it don't look funny.
That's real heathen shit, yo.
That's real bad, bro.
I ain't gonna lie.
I think that's worse than just showing up on the day. When you get the warm up, when you get in the church warm up for the holiday.
He said, nah, these niggas gonna get used to seeing me a little bit. Like,
Because I don't want them to think I'm just showing up for Easter. So I show up 2 or 3 weeks before Easter.
Bro, so do you make sure like you speak to certain people like so they see you? Like, or do you like you just be there?
For me, for my family.
Lovelace the type of nigga to have the
they regulars. One of his godparents. We regulars, like so when I'm not there, it's noticed, and when I am there, it's noticed. So it really, I just make sure that it don't look funny.
I gotta make sure I'm there throughout the month of March or April, whenever Easter falls.
Let me ask you this, because this is how I know we got you. We're about to bag you on a case, bro. This is about to be a RICO for real. This is a church RICO, my nigga. So the weeks before Easter, you wear some standout outfit type shit so niggas see you, don't you?
Fucking pastel blue.
Easter, he's showing out on Easter, but before Easter, just so niggas can.
I'm in lavender tomorrow, big dog. I'm in lavender.
Lavender. See?
Pastels is popping tomorrow. No tie, neck out.
You know he gonna get his pictures off. See, that's a heathen right there, boy. I ain't gonna lie.
That nigga's posing it's with
a fresh
everybody.
Retwist for the Easter pictures. What do you mean? Like, duh.
all just to give the church some money and not make it awkward when you show up on the holiday. Like, is you even participating in the Bible school Easter egg hunt?
We don't do Easter egg hunt in my church, so I can bypass that. But we are doing a breakfast, so I am participating in that.
As in eating the breakfast?
Yeah, as you serving the food?
As in, I felt...
This nigga's just waking up in time to go eat. It's crazy, bro.
This nigga said, I'm participating in it. I'm going to have doubles. I'm going to have two plates, bro.
Hey,
that's
bro.
My participation.
Niggas ain't shit, man.
He ain't donate a bottle of syrup. He ain't donate a pancake box or nothing. My man said, I'm participating in breakfast.
Oh, no. We provide a lot. We do our part.
Not the tithes, though. The tithes is different. That's a different bucket of money.
I mean, I was saying with everything that they're doing for Easter, like, we got the stuff to give out to the kids. Like, the Lovelace household provides, dog. We not stingy.
But y'all provide. Y'all provide. Y'all not stingy. You just stingy with your Sundays.
Hey, bro, going to church quarterly is insane.
That's not crazy to you, Lovelace.
It ain't really quarterly because typically Easter is in April, so I go back to back months, and then June, Father's Day. So I'm really boom, 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 boom.
So you good for a 3 month stretch, and then you're done until Christmas.
Two Sundays out of a 3 month stretch.
Nah, because I went in January. Also, I didn't go in February.
You're not even in the choir, bro.
I can't sing, man.
Bro, you should be a deacon. Like,
you should,
No. That's been brought up, and I was like, mm-mm.
I can't do it.
So, see, my life outside of church, bro. Y'all know me, bro. I don't like to be a hypocrite.
You a heathen.
I don't like the so I can't do that. Yeah, I still live so. Rough. I live rough.
You know? Say yeah, so
I'm still a nigga. I ain't all the way in the blood yet. I'm still a nigga out here.
You see how that nigga said yeah, so. Like, so I'm a heathen, but, yeah, but so, God's working on all of us.
I'm made in God's image. You know what I'm saying?
He wants me to experience this to make me a better person.
God died for my sins too, nigga.
That's crazy. So... off the church thing, we talking about parenting. So, and y'all will get there because y'all's kids is young. And my daughter's old, right? She's 18. I'm at the point where I've become the money man. I've become a sponsor.
That's why I asked you how much that ticket was.
It was a ticket. It was a ticket. Like... Nigga didn't even ask me if I could swing it. She just sent me a screenshot. I sent the money over.
Before you go further, hey Pops, hey
Dad, I don't know what she calls you, but hey Dad, this is, you know, I'm wanting to go to the Nicki concert. Here's what it's looking like.
Nah,
it was just a screenshot of the ticket, of the Madison Square Garden, the seat number. And the ticket cost.
No, that's a good look. Expected. Thank you.
Damn.
Nah, it was number one, it was in the middle of a work day. So that I'm on your head because of that. Because kids don't have the understanding. They don't know the difference between urgent and important. So she hits me up in the middle of a work day and she was just like, Dad, the sale for these concert tickets just went on today. I'm so excited. I get back to it about 20 minutes later. That's cool, Chief. What's the concert? Then I get the screenshot. It's four tickets because it's the gang. The gang's got to go. It's not just me. It's the gang. and the amount was at the bottom. She sent me the screenshot with the amount at the bottom, and I was just like, those is good seats. And then she said, yo, I'm on the clock. I got 8 minutes to make this purchase. So I text her back. I'm going to pray for you, bro. You got 8 minutes to make this purchase?
Oh, yeah, you a heathen, too.
Hey, no, man. Before you go further in the story, big dog, like, what's up with these kids today that think you paying for other people's kids?
What part of the game is this?
No, even better. Why do kids not let you know the whole play? If I'm a coach and I'm going to put you out here on a run play, I got to let you know, hey, this is a running back, halfback, sweep, play action.
Nigga, because when we was kids, we didn't fucking let them know the whole play.
We didn't. I'm going to spend the Steve's house. I ain't tell you Steve's having a party.
So don't tell me the ticket was for some dudes, too.
No, this is the girl gang. This is the girl gang.
That's the play I'm thinking about, because anything else is fine. She 18. The ticket concerns me because, like, do you know the gang? Have you bought stuff for the whole gang in the past? Like, what made her comfortable to say, yo, that's the price. We got 8 minutes. What we gonna do?
Yeah. I've purchased stuff for the gang. Like, on her birthday, when the gang is gonna be there, I do the white parent thing where I buy gifts for the gang too, so that they don't feel left out that she's getting gifts on her birthday. Bro, like,
you know, this ain't his first experience.
At the big age of 18, I can understand that as the kid, because my wife tried to do that with all my kids, and I said, no, you gotta nip that in the bud. These niggas getting older. They don't think they get gifts all year round. It's crazy.
But it's something small, though. Something small. Not nothing major. But I bought the joints. She sent me the screenshot again, and she circled the price. She purchased the tickets on her own. She just didn't want to spend her own money, so she was expecting me to pay her back.
Yeah, give her money back.
Bro, why are things only expensive when you have to pay for them?
Give her the money back. It's not that fucking complicated.
Like, I did it. I sent the shit, and then like a month later, she was just like, "Yo, did you know Drake and J. Cole was going to be in New Jersey?"
Now you pushing it,
bro. That's where she's going on Monday. Today she's at Nicki Minaj. Monday she's at the Drake show.
I pray to God I don't have to go through this shit. I ain't gonna lie to you.
You're gonna have to go through it.
Now my kids is only fucking 5 and 4.
The nose is very prevalent in my household, bro.
I can't say no.
Bro, you got an army, though. That's different, nigga.
Their mom is a little bit different. They go ask their mom because they know their mom gonna cave. But me, nah, dog.
I'm the caver. I ain't gonna lie.
Okay, that makes sense.
I'm the caver. Bro, we'll go to the store, and you'll see all the monster trucks. He'll ask for two. Nigga, get all them shits, nigga. Like,
three. You just want two? Now you clowning him. Like, oh, you only want two monster trucks, my guy?
Bro, why do you only have to get two? You can get them all. Like, no lie, I'm one of them parents that, like, try to relive my childhood through my kid. I ain't gonna lie. No lie. I do Legos, all that shit. Nigga.
Start playing sports. It's a wrap.
Oh, no, I'm not gonna be one of them dads, because I was actually nice at sports. But that's one of the things I was forced to do as a kid. Like, because sports was a babysitter. You know what I'm saying? I didn't really have the play-at-home type childhood. I had to, nigga, play soccer, baseball, floor hockey, badminton, football, basketball, wrestling.
So I'm a state championship wrestler. So I know where you're going to be at. And you're not going to be here.
What do you mean?
Floor hockey.
Bro, indoor hockey.
With no ice.
No ice. Knee pads, nigga.
This like nigga Kyle was playing Parker. Indoor lacrosse.
Nigga.
Yo,
hey, what chill kind out, that's of fucking,
what kind of white location? Yo, this is crazy. The more you find out about niggas, this is what I'm saying. I hate being friends with niggas. Like, every time y'all say something and I find out something new.
No, we're not doing this.
I'm always shocked. Like,
no, we not doing
floor hockey, bro? Never would have guessed it.
I'm not going to go into more detail, but the funniest shit was your reaction when you answered the phone in your work clothes. That that nigga was so mad he answered the phone.
Yo, niggas seeing you at work is really a fucking top tier violation, bro.
Why?
Like, niggas, as an adult, like, when you was young and your friends used to come through the Wendy's or McDonald's,
oh, that it was love. Comes off, nigga. That's why I seen you in a fucking checker button up. Like, you can't play that Scully shit with me no more, nigga.
Nah, my posture was still fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I was sitting in that chair all crazy. Like, nah. My shit is wild. Like, yeah. And, like, niggas called me, and this is before niggas called me on a regular basis. So, niggas called me, so I'm thinking, like, oh, shit, this is urgent. I need to attend to this. So, I pick up the phone, and niggas seen me and was just like, yo, who the fuck is this nigga with the fucking glasses on and a sweater? On speakerphone in my office.
Does this nigga have a fucking window? This nigga in the corner office? Like, what the fuck is going on here? Nah,
that nigga
bro.
Be in there like conference room 5 minutes. Bro. That shit be
That shit is wild. That shit is, it's not pleasant when your friends see you at work.
This nigga's
because they, if they don't know you from that, like if your friend, if you didn't meet your friends at the gig and they see you at the gig, it's yeah. Just like, hold on, nigga. What happened to the fucking hoodies? In the fucking ball, in the fucking ball caps, in the slang. Like, what happened to the slang? Like, this nigga's smiling all bright. Bro. You see the way this nigga said, "Hey, bye, Adrienne." Like, oh, what's up with Adrienne, nigga?
Said, "Bye, Belinda." Who the fuck is Belinda, nigga?
Nah, now I gotta walk around the office with the reverse camera on so niggas can see. Like, that's not work, bro. That's not work. Like, that's not... No.
Niggas definitely said what she looked like.
She makes great pound cakes. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Oh, that's work, wifey. Okay,
I get it. No. She make it for everybody. But you know, culturally, we don't eat.
Nah, your pound cake
everybody food.
Drizzle on the top, nigga. She put the little... You know what I'm saying?
Nah, but the banana pudding...
Revelation, you know what I'm talking about.
The fruit on it.
I ain't have the heart to tell her the banana pudding was trash. Like, niggas overheard me talking about somebody's banana pudding, like from a holiday or something. And like the next holiday, a nigga bought in banana pudding and was just like, yo, I know you like banana pudding. And they put it in like a red Solo cup and gave it to me. And like, I'll never eat nothing in front of your face. Hey, I'm gonna save it for later. I got a call to jump on. As soon as you turn around, I'm gonna take that taste test. And if it's whack, it's going in the trash.
See, you better than me.
You ain't fooling people. You're not trying it?
Not even trying it. Not even trying it, bro.
Is it because you're black?
That's crazy. Nah, I don't fuck with other people's food. I don't know if that's...
So it's because you're black. Yeah,
I guess, maybe.
Culturally, we have a problem with trying other people's food. Especially if you ain't been to their house. You got to see how a motherfucker live. You got pets, nigga? Nah, I ain't trying your food.
I need to know what the back and the bottom of your toilet look like. If you don't clean the side of your toilet, I cannot fuck with you. Deadass.
That's cap.
I'm deadass.
I know, but you capping yourself. You're not looking for the right things. I clean for a living.
So you know my standards is different.
You're not looking for the right indicators.
Yes, I am.
If I know company's coming over, my bathroom clean all the time anyway, but if I know company's coming over,
mm-hmm.
It gets that extra little quick clean.
It's crazy.
Real with y'all, would tell me everything I need to know is the way that your toilet paper roll is.
What?
If that shit brushes against the wall, you know how niggas be putting their shit on. If that shit touches the wall when you pull it down, nah.
What?
Yeah, I'm confused, bro. Yo,
when you put the toilet paper on the dispenser,
are you saying if it's an over or an under?
Yeah.
So you're saying you're judging people if they go under?
Yes. Because that shit hits the wall and everything.
Nigga, I just put the toilet paper up there, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Nope. Because that means your ass dirty, bro. No. That means you putting shit in your ass when you trying to clean your ass. That's crazy.
What?
The wall germs are on the toilet paper now?
Niggas don't wash their walls, but what? Every week, month, quarter, year? Niggas don't wash their walls.
But why is your toilet paper drawn so close to the toilet? Nigga, it shouldn't be on top of the toilet. The way you say it is like it's right there.
No, I'm saying the dispenser, most of them are on the wall, attached to the wall.
Yeah.
And so if you get one ply, you probably don't got that problem. But niggas like me get
who's getting one ply? Hold on.
Hey, this nigga is shooting. I don't know who he's shooting at.
I'm saying for niggas that get the quad ply, triple, the double, that shit will touch the wall if you got it going under.
Yeah, sometimes they don't even fit on the row.
Yeah, bro, no. Uh-uh.
That's interesting. I never even thought about it like that.
No, bro, because I'm one of the people. I don't, first of all.
That's weird elitism. I ain't gonna lie.
I don't use the bathroom in public areas. Like when I go to work, I never have shat at work in my 30, I'm about to be 34. I've never taken a shit at work. I go home. If my stomach hurts that bad, I will use PTO for the rest of the day.
This nigga run home, get butt ass naked.
Hey, be going home
at the door. It'd be a trail of clothes from the front door to the bathroom, bro.
I was in traffic on Thursday, right? And y'all know I got therapy since my accident. I had therapy that day too, bro. My stomach bubbled from the time I locked my office up until I got home from therapy. So bro, we're talking about well over an hour and a half. Mm-mm. My stomach bubbling. Mm-mm. I'm just like, please, 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 Lord, please.
<Mm-mm. laughs> Nigga, just go to the bathroom.
No.
Man,
nah, I felt that though. I'm with Lovelace on that one.
Nah,
but at the same time, I've never checked nobody's toilet paper roll to see what kind of person it was. Like, I'm going to your kitchen, and I'm just looking right there on the floor where the oven is.
between the countertop.
Between the oven and the countertop. Like, if you got some crumbs. Like, I'm on your head, bro. And I'm going to say something about it, too. Like, yo, how often you pull this out so you can, you know.
Bro, get the fuck out of
here. Do the Lord's work. Like, how long you. Because you got to do that once a week, depending on how often you cook. Or else you're going to get mice. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, how often you pull that joint out so you
can. Nah, if you're really nice, you got the little joint, the little plastic joint that go in between. That shit is a little bumper joint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, niggas,
it's like in the car. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and look at niggas' ceilings. Look at niggas' ceilings over the stove. Because you know we're black, mm-hmm. So we're going to fry chicken. And that grease somehow gets stuck to your ceiling. I don't know how.
Niggas don't got hoods?
I got cathedral ceilings. So I don't know how shit gets stuck to the ceiling like that. But
thanks.
I live in a modest home. You know, I live in a modest home.
It's okay. In New Jersey?
It's okay. Yeah, hey, bro, I don't got hoods.
Side note, shit still hurting niggas' feelings, so let's not.
It would hurt my feelings too if you said I lived in a modest home.
Isn't nothing wrong with that. You can fly first class sometimes, man.
Nah.
Yo, that is crazy.
That nigga's house is like a fucking...
It took me a second to get it.
On special occasions.
Bro, if we had a recording, if you had the visuals, niggas would have saw me confused for like a good 45 seconds. Oh, no, that's crazy. Why'd you do that? Modest home. Ain't nothing wrong with modest homes.
Niggas been tight about Modest Home and Mark Zuckerberg comments for like 6 months now. This shit is insane,
I mean,
bro.
I don't know, bro. For the type of money they got, though, you ain't gonna say I got a Modest Home. I ain't gonna lie. I'd be mad about that, too.
But the nigga did it before. He was on an IG Live, and that nigga came through and said, "That's a nice Airbnb you got right there." And he was like, "What are you talking about? This is my house, nigga. Like, you threw a pool party at the Airbnb, bro. Good job."
That's so disrespectful.
It's a light flex. It's a little.
That's disrespectful, nigga. When your house is called the Embassy, anything is a modest home to you.
Yeah, but I never want to see this nigga do a house tour again. I don't even think it was a house tour. I just think he was doing like some
TikTok thing.
Yeah, day in the life of a Canadian who drinks milk out of a plastic bag. And
nigga, they said you was lying about that.
I was not lying, bro.
They said
like,
you was lying about that.
Yo, that nigga is in Quebec. He's not familiar with my game, bro.
I definitely saw a tweet about that shit. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I've seen a bag milk tweet. It might have been the same one you saw.
It was chocolate milk.
I seen a bag milk tweet, but it wasn't a Canadian.
No, it was a Canadian. Them niggas was Russian.
Canadian that I posted.
That's the same shit.
Cambodia.
Russia poor, dog. Russia's poor.
It's the same shit, man.
It's just the poor whites, bro. It's just poor whites, no matter what. It's just poor whites with an accent. That's all. Russians ain't no different than trailer park people.
Trailer parks with nukes.
Max. Trailer parks with bears, because they got bears. That's why Zangief looked like he did.
Jesus Christ.
Nigga, Russell Bears. So Dead Life. So for y'all, like I'm a sponsor for my kid. What's Dead Life for y'all? Doko said he go to the store. He overindulges in buying toys because he never had toys. So y'all doing wrestling shit too? Like we watching WWF.
Oh, big dog. Y'all know me long enough. You know every Friday, every Monday, bro. Front and center. We get home from baseball practice on Monday. My son go hit that shower. We hit the DVR. Start that bitch over. We locked in. WrestleMania next weekend, bro.
Can't wait.
Who you got? Cody Rhodes?
It's obvious Cody Rhodes is going to win, which I hate. I hate when it's just obvious.
Ass nigga. You look like a Cody Rhodes ass nigga.
No, nigga, I'm Rock, bro. It's Rock and Roman. Like, we got so much Roman Reigns gear over here.
Pause. This nigga said, "I'm Rock." This nigga is crazy.
I don't even process that, bro. I'm talking about how me and my kid, like, how we process the
world. No, go ahead, bro. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So, it's all Dwayne The Rock Johnson action figures, shirts, Roman Reigns Bloodline shirts. I got Bloodline hoodie. My wife got the Bloodline shit, bro. It's Bloodline in this house, dog.
Like, you're invested, bro.
We are invested, bro. Like, you know that little gap when I was at college, at the end of high school, when wrestling wasn't fun no more? Once I had kids, locked back in. Except for when my son want to wrestle everybody. Him and both my sons, my two-year-old and my six-year-old. These niggas be in here doing spears, DDTs, leg drops, elbow drops. Bro, we are locked in.
As they should.
Like, my son be in the bed, hiding the controller, turning that shit on when he think we sleep. Nigga, we locked in, bro.
No, that's real. I ain't gonna lie.
So, we really excited for it. I can't wait to see The Rock back in the ring next week after this past Monday, what he did to Cody out there in the rain. That was some 1998 stuff, man. I loved it. Loved every bit of it. My wife was sitting right next to me, surprisingly. I was like, because I was watching this upstairs in the bed, and I was like, yo, look. I'm over here tapping her. For those that don't know, my wife is pregnant right now, so some days you can't be tapping her. So I'm like, yo. She's like, what? I'm like, look. I'm a kid again.
What number is that? What number is that?
12?
Number 6. This is number 6.
My bad.
See? See, dog? That's what I'm talking about now. But this is number 6, man. I'm in the search of a new vehicle footage. Right now.
We have live footage of Lovelace in the club. Hey, yo. Hey, yo. That was crazy. Yeah, you got to get a hobby, bro. Like, anytime I see a guy with, like, more than four kids, the first thing I say is, they don't have cable at home.
Nigga got cable. He got a lot of cable. He got video games.
This nigga got cable and video games. Yo, bro.
This nigga's just a heathen, bro.
Turn that down. Turn the volume down on that.
I was told to sow my seed. What do you mean?
Where were you told that? In church? With one of the 4 weeks you go?
Yeah, man. That's what the book said. I was there for that service. I said, hold on. I said, sow your seed, make it plentiful. Oh, say less.
Oh, like, see. So now I got to email the preacher and let him know, like, hey, give different types of sermons.
You got to change a
couple weeks.
Preach after, nigga.
Yo, imagine this nigga go in tomorrow and the preacher talk about self love.
Hey, yo,
Lovelace ain't gonna hear that message. He gotta chase the kids in the hallway for that part of the sermon. Hell no, bro. But no, the wrestling shit is cool. I'm not at that stage yet. My kids are still into like smaller kids shit, Max and Ruby. My oldest son, this nigga's gonna be a scare actor, bro. I swear to God. This nigga's good at like role play. This nigga's good at like jump scares. He's into all the little kids scary shit. He's into all that shit. He's definitely gonna be like one of them haunted house worker motherfuckers. Like, bro, yes.
Hiding in the dark ass corner and then, bro, pop out and scare motherfuckers.
Love that shit, bro. Loves that shit.
This nigga is raising a Michael Myers, bro.
No, don't do that.
Nah, because you put the jumpsuit on.
I know people don't like scary movies, so how would you support your child if they did become an actor in horror flicks? How would you?
I would have to watch that shit.
Do you feel like you would be able to?
I choose not to. It's not that I'm
not able. It's not that like it bothers you.
Yeah,
That was never explained, so I'm not shooting. I just wanted to ask a valid.
I'm a go to bed with the TV on type of person.
Okay.
That's my bad.
My wife
That's
is my a nightlight or TV person, so I understand.
Yeah, so why the fuck do I want to watch niggas getting butchered up before I go to bed? Like,
well, watch it during the day.
Nah, see, my kids. I can't watch that.
You gotta watch cartoons after a scary movie. That's law. Like, I'm turning He-Man on. I'm turning Thundercats on. I'm turning on the old school GI
Family Guy,
Transformers, Family Guy. Like, I'm turning on something that is mad innocent after a scary movie. A
little Futurama,
especially if it was one of them demon scary movies, like one of them possessed, like Insidious.
I just don't understand like the obsession with that kind of shit, bro. Like, I really just don't get it. Like, motherfuckers love that shit.
Since I've been married, able to frequent my horror movies like I used to. It be pissing me off when my uncle be hitting me. I'm like, yo, did you watch this shit yet?
Nigga,
I can't watch it while my wife awake. I gotta wait till she go to bed. Then I gotta do like my son when he playing a video game sneaking. I gotta go turn the volume down, turn the caption on, watch that shit. Don't let me work a half day and she had to go to an appointment or something. I'm getting all my shit in with the damn horror flicks.
See?
Like, most nigga would watch other flicks, but no, I watch horror movies. I watch Exorcist Beginning. She was like, hey, I'll be home in 30 minutes. I was like, shit, I got 45 minutes left.
Yeah.
I had to watch the rest on my phone. Like, that's the type of shit I be on, bro. Like, I enjoy it because since I was a kid, bro, like a lot of niggas be latchkey kids and all of that. Like, mm-hmm. I was the only child till I was 10 years old. So mm-hmm. I was at home alone a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't discover porn that early of an age. I was a little bit older.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going home and watching all the Wes Cravens, Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday the 13th.
Scary movie.
All of that. I was watching all of that. And then Hellraiser. The Crow.
Not scary, but Scream.
Yeah, just Scream to me was like, it was cool, but it wasn't scary. It was more, I put it in the thriller category.
Okay.
Because, you know, they're real tight.
Okay.
Like, all the movies today, to me, are more so thrillers or suspense thrillers than they are horror films.
Mm-hmm.
The horror films are usually just the classics, like when they come out with another It or the Michael Myers.
It's either that or it's, like, super gory.
Yeah, I need to
be a lot of blood. I need a lot of blood.
Yeah, you a sick ass nigga.
Texas Massacre, you know, they done remade, like, the Gen Z edition of it and all of that. Like, that type of stuff, bro. Leatherface.
Sick, man. I can't.
Nah, I like that shit. And then, like, I watched all the Saws. I went to the movie theater, like, you the day them shits dropped. I did watch 10. 10 didn't have the same effect. I think once they got to, like, 6 or 7, and it was more special effects with the shock scenes, I think that's where they lost me. Because I want the gore, but don't give me the CGI blood. Like, go on and fill that bag up with cornstarch and some red dye and some water so that I can get the at least the fake blood effect like they used to do in the 90s. Like, don't give me that CGI shit where it don't even land on nobody. It just makes the splat and then, like, don't do that. But I'm just picky.
So there's two movies I tricked my wife into going to the movies to see me when we were dating before we had kids.
That
shit and I got cussed out. I got cussed out both times. I told you.
It wasn't
working. Paranormal Activity.
What?
And dog, let me hold off on
Paranormal Activity. Bro, I had already seen it, so I already knew what was happening. But if y'all remember when Paranormal Activity came out, like the hype behind it, the commercials behind it, like it was a big deal.
So I'm like, yo,
I was like, yo, it's just a couple jump scares in there, like that shit, you know, it's not gonna do that. I'm just over here knowing that this girl gonna levitate. But we go see it. Nah, I swear my damn shoulder was bruised up, arm bruised up, I done got smacked.
That's what your dumb ass get.
I done got all that. But
that's what you get.
It was great, man. The experience, bro.
This nigga is living. You hear me? Bro. This nigga is living life.
Y'all niggas is sick, man.
Mm-mm. On his terms. He's living life on his terms.
The last scary shit I watched was like Jeepers Creepers, nigga.
One or nigga, two?
What?
Two.
Two, okay.
That's the last, like, that I can remember.
Long-ass time ago.
No, I don't, like, that's the last scary movie I watched.
Oh, that's the last one you saw.
But I've seen all the Paranormal Activities. I've seen all them shits, but them shits, nigga, they put up an iPhone in the house and said, run around like you scared.
Hey, bro.
I don't know if you remember when Blair Witch came out. You was born 94, so that might have been a little too early for you because you was still a toddler or maybe kindergarten.
Chill out,
but. Bro, when Blair Witch came out, Scully, you was there. Bro, niggas thought
yeah, he was there for his trials.
Niggas thought Blair Witch was real, bro.
I did. Yo. I thought it was real because everybody fucking did promo for their movies back then. And like a couple days after the movie dropped, like that next week, niggas was doing promo, like, from the Blair Witch Project on David Letterman. And I was like, hold on, fam. These niggas are supposed to be dead, bro. How is they doing promo? Oh, this shit wasn't real. Lost all validity. That's why the paranormal niggas never got me.
And then the other movie I got my wife with, it was either Saw 3 or Saw 4. But she knew it wasn't scary, but she knew, like, she knew what type of time it was on, but I was just like, yo, like, it ain't no scary stuff. I was like, this one gonna be, it's gonna just be some crazy shit that happened. I ain't prepare her for the gore and the cutting off of limbs.
Yeah, you don't like your safety, bro.
Yeah, bro. You don't like your reckless safety. As hell, reckless abandonment. But didn't, like, Saul get weird and, like, didn't he get, like, a predecessor or some shit? Like,
yeah.
So he set it up where he was supposed to be dying and he was like trying to see who was going to take over for him. Yeah. And then like ended up being she was getting a test too and all of that stuff.
Didn't he try a few people though? And then like one of the dudes didn't work. He didn't like learn his lesson. Like he didn't think he served his penance.
And this nigga had a gang of people working for him.
Yeah, didn't he try like a few, and then the one girl ended up working or some shit like that.
Amanda, she was the one from the first shit.
Yeah. And the cop. It was the cop that he had the cop working for.
One of them too. But they all had went through it and made it out. So then they ended up following his calls or whatever. That cult type shit, man.
He put that nigga head in the box and filled it with water. Like that nigga, the only way he could get out of that shit, he cut a hole in his throat and put a pin in it. He made a trachea.
Do you think you could have escaped any of them traps?
Or you feel like you just would have been dead?
Nah, I'm dead. I'm not even trying, bro. I'm not even fucking trying. You mean to tell me? I seen the joint. I think it was like Saw 4, where the fat dude had to cut a pound of flesh. Yep. It was a fat dude and a skinny black girl, and they both had to cut a pound of flesh. And the skinny black girl is looking like she grabbed her fucking six pack, like, what the fuck I'm gonna cut? And she cuts her arm off. And the fat dude is grabbing his belly like, how the fuck do I cut this shit? Like, no, bro, I can't do it. I can't chop my arm off. I can't chop my foot off. Just kill me. I'm not even fucking trying. I'm just going to sit there and look at the nigga like, really, bro? Really?
Like the glass box?
I'd have cut my foot, dog. I just cut my foot off. On that one saw, he had to cut his foot off. That would have been me. The movie would have been over in 5 minutes. Fuck it. I don't like Hell him anyway. No. I'll get a metal one.
Shit. Hell no. Hell no. You can't do it. You seen that nigga was biting a dicky shirt. He was biting
a dicky shirt
to cut through his fucking foot. Nah. And I seen my son with the crazy limp. He thought he was me with that bop. Like, no, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm not doing it. I'm not even entertaining this nigga, bro.
The missing foot might be a problem. That's be a problem.
Crazy.
You're going to be lower to the ground. You're going to go.
Bro, you're going to bleed out before you get to the door. 5'9",
nigga.
Like, you're going to bleed out before you get to the door.
No, you got to cut.
All right. All right. Niggas is bridge experts, flight experts. Niggas know how to cut arteries. Bro.
Did you take biology?
No.
So, in my biology, I'm going to send y'all a picture. Like, we had to dissect the cat. Bro, you learn where to cut to avoid the splatter and all of that shit. Like, bro, you can do it.
See, I wasn't into dissecting the frogs and shit, bro. I wasn't. That wasn't my speed. I was not. Nope.
This nigga's a fucking
nigga. We grew
chickens
in my class, nigga.
Nah, I did the dissection joint, but I still don't know the right place to cut. I still don't
like. Nigga, remember that shit, Dexter, over there. Like,
yeah, we got. Hey, we got. Bro,
I've been saying it. We got to keep an eye on Lovelace, nigga.
One day somebody's gonna reach out and be like, "Yo, y'all do a pod with this nigga." We have some questions. Has he ever shown you any aggression? Has he ever been aggressive with you guys?
Were you aware of his whereabouts?
Because Lovelace is definitely the nigga that say, "Yo, I was talking about." Yo, I was podding with the big three, bro. I was podding with the big three. Of course, I wasn't there. I was podding. Oh, my phone pinged.
Got the recording to prove it.
Yeah, my phone pinged on the tower. Like, if niggas come through and confiscate my laptop, bro, I'm going to be in jail right next to you for other reasons. There's an illegal amount of porn on my laptop, bro. Allegedly. Because I still got time to clean it out, you know? Get to clean those cookies up. So, this is funny. So, who does trips better, men or women? I've seen a lot of videos about the girl that went to Cabo, and it was another girl's birthday trip, and there was a third girl, and she came with no money. But one thing she breezed over is that the resort they was at was an all-inclusive. So you low-key don't need money. Like, you need money if you're going to do excursions. But somebody could have just carried you on the excursions and you hit me back when we get back home, right? But
don't even go on the excursion.
Or don't let her go. Okay, we see what kind of guys Trip KJ is going to have. So who does trips better, men or women?
How long is the trip? That's going to tell me where I can go from here.
3 to 4 days.
Okay, if it's only 3 days, because there's a three-day rule with women. So if it's only 3 days, the women's trip is going to be better. The women's trip is going to be better just because they going, for the most part, they're always going to be on the same time. Like, they not leaving a girl behind. They tend to, you know, understand and know where everybody at. A guy's trip, I mean, men don't want to pay for other men. Let's just be honest.
Cap.
Like, we not.
That's not true. I'm praying for my broke friend, like, if that nigga willing to fight.
Facts.
No, okay. If your man's your fighter,
I'm praying for my broke friend if that nigga willing to fight, bro. Anything happening here, nigga? You got me? All right. Anything you want, I got you, bro. Pause.
We don't be checking in with niggas. Like, hey, dog, I'm finna go holler at Shorty over there. Hey, dog, I'm finna hit the bar. We don't travel in tandem. When we hit the club, we hit the scene. We don't travel in tandem. We come in together, but we kind of spread out unless we get a section. Women, them niggas is like the fucking Noah's Ark. It's always two. What they say in Star Wars, it's always two. Another one. Master and apprentice, like, that's how they move around. If it's a group of four, all four of them, you know, you got the one friend that's gonna get drunk as hell. They might have to watch her a little bit for, oh, that's Rachel, safety, you know, though. She does this that's all safety, the time. Though, for but
the so drunk friend and the promiscuous safe. Friend, if those are two separate friends, that's a busy that's fucking busy night for the ladies, bro.
That's a rough night for a group of four. You got one, I got one.
Babysitting the drunk friend.
Who would you rather babysit, the drunk friend or the whole friend?
Definitely the whole friend.
The whole friend, because I might get something to somebody too. So
nah, I'm rather drunk. I'd rather the drunk friend.
Nah,
drunk friend, you might have to end up carrying them.
You can put that bitch in the car somewhere. She good. No. The whole friend might go off with some random niggas.
And those niggas got friends.
Somewhere. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right. There's friends involved.
Think as a woman, not as a man. Think as a woman.
No, I'm thinking as a woman. Like, I would rather go have a conversation with other people while we doing that versus the drunk friend. Now I got to worry about if somebody going to try to take advantage of her. Is she going to throw up everywhere? She going to ruin my outfit. She going to ruin my shoes.
This nigga is a parent and don't want to babysit the drunk friend. Like, yo, wait.
The whole friend get you.
That nigga's still in dad mode. Lovelace, he's like, nah, man, I'm off duty, bro.
He said, I'm trying to get out of here.
If I wanted to clean up, throw up, I could have stayed home. What are we talking about?
See, this is the thing with women, and no disrespect to women, but a lot of girls' trips, they come home and they don't be friends again. So I think that's where men have the edge. Now, listen, a man's trip, it's going to lack a lot of things that the girls' trip is going to have. Number one, organization. Men's trips will not have organization. It's not a lot of sightseeing on a guy's trip. It's probably no sightseeing on a guy's trip.
You're not doing the mud bath?
You have. The what?
You're not doing the mud bath.
In Jamaica? Yeah.
In Colombia?
No. I'm
good. Why not?
Because I don't want no nigga rubbing on me. I don't want
that's what you were rubbing on.
It was explained that the mud bath was a very big, it was like a full type thing. It wasn't like y'all was on top of each other. Y'all just was all in mud at the same time. Pause.
No, I'm good on that too. I'm a pass on that.
What about spa?
Would you go to the spa with your guys? Would y'all get massaged at the same time?
Paul? Y'all need freak boys.
No, because I need a happy ending.
Y'all niggas the freak ass niggas, man.
No, I need a look. Look, I paid for this, bro. I paid for this, so I need a happy ending. Jeremy, you don't want to be in the room when this goes down because it's going to get crazy. But the guy's strip is going to have less BS. The lack of organization, guys are just going to be like, yo, so what's the moves tonight? Yo, what y'all trying to do? Are you hungry? Well, you want to get something to eat? It's burgers around the way. Like, that's it. Like, it's mad easy. It's mad convenient. And I got no problem carrying a nigga. I got no problem carrying a nigga on a guy's trip. Because I know that if I got to carry you, it was probably something that I knew when I invited you to the trip.
Okay.
This nigga's money ain't like that. I know I'm going to have to carry this nigga. And if it's four or five of us, then we just take turns. You carry this nigga on Friday. I carry this nigga on Saturday. I'm going to carry. He's going to carry this nigga on Sunday. Now, the thing about carrying a nigga is 9 times out of 10, you're carrying the nigga that's oblivious to the price of things. He don't want to just go in the club. He wants the section.
Yep.
He wants hookah. He wants to go to the titty bar, and he doesn't have $8 in his pocket.
He don't got the cover fee, nigga. Like, what are we talking about?
Like, bro, it's $60 for hookah. Yeah, we need hookah because we around bad bitches. All right. And you get it. Like, but that nigga, he wears on you. But the nigga that's modestly broke, oh yeah, it's whatever, son. Like, it's whatever. Like, maybe he orders some shit at dinner that you kind of look at. But usually a nigga will order if he knows you carrying
now
him.
That's cool. He'll order what you order.
Oh, you got the $80 T-bone steak? Well, I'm gonna get the $80 T-bone steak, bro, too.
Hey, bro.
And then the nigga will stop and look, bro. Like, that cool? Is that cool?
Bro, but like
yeah, me and him,
is it wrong to laugh about that kind of
shit? But guys are gonna come back from the guys' trip,
or like, all right, cool.
Seeking permission before you order is crazy,
bro.
Laugh.
You should laugh.
After your pain, bro. What's crazy is the nigga that's
always laughing about financially.
That's the crazy shit.
Like, the nigga never.
We're all going to clown you. If you're the broke friend on the trip, we're all going to clown you for the entire trip.
Nah, but when he does have a come up.
Not the broke friend who like recently lost a job. This is the broke friend that's always been the broke friend.
That nigga
disappears. That's what we're talking about here for the people that's listening.
Yeah.
Right. Always want to be on the scene,
buying the whole drinks for the bar. All kind, like, where my drinks at?
But he brings something to the table. You never see him. Nigga hit a $2,000 scratch off ticket.
Instagram be lit as hell. You ain't seen that 2,500 EOE from 6 years ago. That's
so crazy. Fucking true.
Nigga,
this nigga
hit a scratch off ticket and bought half a pound of weed and been smoked out in his backyard. And he smoked me out one blunt, but even in the fucking backyard at the picnic table, going crazy. Dustin, I know you was out there in the backyard with that fucking picnic table. Dustin, when I see you, I'm going to hit your ass, bro. Mm-hmm. I'm going to punch you in the face. We still going to be friends after. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's just how it goes. Like, I think guys
are
more forgiving for that stuff.
For
like girls,
like, what do you think?
If a girl makes one infraction on the trip,
and are the essentials for the girls trip group,
bro, when they get home, I can't believe she went and fucked those niggas on vacation. Like, what was she? Of course she fucked niggas on vacation. She was on vacation, bro.
So you need a dad type nigga. Okay.
The guys. So for the guys, you need somebody that's slightly organized. Because they're just, yeah, they just going, hey, yo, at 8 o'clock, we're going to go here. At 10 o'clock tomorrow, we going here. So that you can have some fun. They're going to plan out a good portion of the trip, but a lot of it is just going to be free time. Like, it ain't going to be no morning activities on a guy's trip.
Niggas got
because we juice. Sleeping off the liquor from the night before.
Niggas want to got orange juice and hash browns.
Facts. Like, and a nigga might go down and just bring some shit up to the room for everybody. That, that organized nigga might show out. Yo, I went to the gas station. I got burritos.
Nigga went to Bucky's. Nigga went to Bucky's real quick. And
it's a gallon of water in the fridge. And you like, yo, who did that? That's big. Nigga got a gallon of water? For the guys, you need the party friend. The party friend that can, the dot connector, that's what I call it. They can go anywhere. They can get a hookup. They can get y'all all in. And if you're in Vegas, you ain't got to pay the $80 cover charge. He can get y'all in for $40. You need the dot connector. For the guys, you also need the smooth talker. You need that guy that can bag enough ladies so that you and the crew can be entertained. The nice skin nigga with hazel eyes. And then you need a broke nigga and or financier. A nigga that's going to say nothing is too expensive for us to enjoy while we're out on vacation. No, that's what you need. That's what he needs to be.
You got to be a five because you always got to have the one nigga that at the drop of anything going down, you know that's gonna take one.
Bro,
or two
you got kids, like, you gotta go home.
You gotta get home
to your kids, bro.
I got your back.
I don't give a fuck.
If anything happens, that's that nigga, tonight,
bro.
Hell yeah.
Always. Is these niggas looking at us? Those niggas over there, the security guard, bro. Is the security guard? Yep. I'm about to crash out, and you know when that nigga hits his limit because he's got his back to the wall, bro, the whole night, and he's been drinking, and he's that nigga that's gonna, yo, I seen that nigga bump you earlier, like earlier, like we're in a club, bro. Niggas are gonna fucking make physical contact with me. I'm not happy about it either.
You
stop
going to places, but I don't want to fight.
So yeah, you gotta have the crash dummy. You gotta have the crash dummy. But at a certain age, after you get into a certain level of bullshit with the crash dummy, you will eventually stop inviting him out places.
Nah, on the trip, he gotta come.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't go to the club with him because you know what that's going to be like. It needs to be a place where it's all love and he knows everybody there.
And big ass douche bottles.
That makes him assume other people's intentions. Yo, why are those niggas looking at us? Because we are in the fucking section and we just got bottle service with sparkling.
And you got a fresh ball in your head shining.
Right? Like, the motherfuckers came over here with 4th of July sparklers.
Oh my God.
Got everybody. The fucking DJ said, yo, shout out to the nigga in the red shirt who got 8 bottles of Moet, and I'm wearing a red shirt, bro. Like, mad shiny, bald on purpose. You hear me? And this nigga's just like, yo, I'm ready to fight. Yo, who are these niggas looking at us? Now, for the girls, you need the mom.
Mm-hmm.
They gotta have a mom. They gotta have a mom. You gotta have the whole friend.
Based
you
on
gotta have
drinks.
The drunk
yeah.
friend.
The drinks.
If she's both in one, it's not as fun of a collective because they always attribute her wholeness.
She's on
to her
10
drunkness.
Low key.
Don't, and then they try and edge the amount of fun she can have. Don't let her get another shot because you know You know, she started tossing that neck after six shots, and it's like, all right, so they stop her at four. But she just snuck off and got some shots when y'all wasn't looking.
Yeah, my man's at home waiting on me.
Yo, and I like Shorty. I like the drunk friend and I like the whole friend. Then you got the I'm too good for this friend.
Ooh.
Bad and bougie, as we might think of.
Mm-hmm. No, that's hate. That's hate.
Oh, no, no. That's you hate. Got the my man, girl.
That's
my
hate,
man.
Bro. That's hate. That's hate, bro. That's so much hate. You got a
friend in the group.
Nah.
Where y'all was having fun listening to
I
music,
want my girl in the corner makeup, on FaceTime,
and
nigga.
She's in the fucking closet sitting I Indian do. Style on no. FaceTime with her man.
Nope, baby, call me.
How does hate?
Nope, call me.
How does hate? Where's the hate?
It's crazy. Indian style is crazy.
No, I don't. You want a girl's trip, bro. You want a girl's trip. Enjoy your time. You don't need to talk to me every day. Let me know. Let me know when you made it back safely to the room. We can talk.
That's
before
a crazy
you crash
caveat.
Up and go to sleep if you would like to. But I don't need to talk to you every day on a girl's trip. I don't want you. I don't.
That's why
want
they bring the whole friend
to me to impact the fun that you're supposed to be having.
Exactly.
As long as the fun doesn't include dick.
Call me.
Or pussy. No, either
the
or.
Fuck you talking either about? Or. Call me. Shit.
Yeah, like
you
just,
better fucking
just
call
like,
me.
Like if you're with the whole friend. Oh man, Sharonda got us over here with these guys again. Mm-hmm. Call me then. You know what I'm saying? Call me then.
Call me back.
And then you got the one that's neutral who can just talk.
Not but really, you got but so who else babe. Who we missing? We got the drunk girl, we got the mom, we got the
okay,
the
okay.
whole friend.
Well, that's the mom
we got
usually.
The bougie June, we got the girl that's in a committed
that's the
relationship.
That's
that
the mom and the girl with the man.
Because she
don't
like
trying to
away
flex
from her man.
And they need a financier
as well. They need a
yeah, exactly.
Also,
yes. No.
Girl,
I'm talking about
leave
exactly because.
Yeah, that's the mom. She got
not always.
Exactly.
Oh, look what my man did.
My man take care.
Hey,
my man take
care.
Hey,
I'm on the phone with Jared right now. Go ahead and tell him thank you, Sharonda.
Yeah.
Yo, making your friends thank that nigga out loud is fucking flagrant. But I think that collective and the neutral friend is cool, but the neutral friend is always friends with one person more than the rest of the group. Like yeah. she was there before the rest
and
of the group.
That's why I like you to begin with.
And then your homegirl's friend just bought the rest of the group around. So she already doesn't like these bitches and they already on two strikes. Everybody but her best friend is on two strikes.
I think that's the difference.
So it's
between
like the first time somebody says something wrong,
really
it's just
shit.
Like, mm.
Like, nigga, you a bitch. Like, I'm but you cool with me for herself. Now, but you a bitch.
I never liked you. I always said it was something weird about you, bitch. You was you got a Virgo moon, bitch.
But
I
you
knew
my man,
something
though,
was wrong with
you.
Yeah.
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 I knew you was a, bitch when Mike hung you upside down and change fell out your pocket. I knew you was a bitch. Facts.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the thing with a guy's trip and a girl's trip.
You might get
a,
that was some whole ass shit.
The guys will fucking yell about
some shit. Maybe two or three times throughout the rest of the night.
And then go to fucking whatever fast food is open 24 hours. And get back in the room and eat and play some music or play the PlayStation and shit is over. Women.
That's cool. Yep.
Fact. But women, they're not going to say shit and they're going to resent. And
oh,
they're going to text.
The night.
They're going to text each other. They're going to text each other. That group chat thread that you not in. That's what they hit. I can't believe this bitch is drinking already. We just got breakfast. Is she, right. How long is right. Sharonda going right. to sleep? Does she know that we got somewhere to be at 10 o'clock? You know, Lisa,
bitch to come anyway because she don't never give a fuck about anybody.
You know, Lisa hey. Don't. You know, Lisa don't wash her ass. I smelled her twerk ear.
Dog, twerk ear is crazy.
As a DJ, what did the twerk ear be like on a regular basis?
You want my honesty, or you want me to give you the pod version?
No. I want your honesty with the pod version. Okay.
Ladies, I want y'all to know.
Yo.
Some of y'all twerk air. You got the twerk air of a construction worker. I don't know why it smells like that. It's pungent. It's pungent. It's very pungent. I know you've been drinking Coca-Cola all day. You've been drinking Dr. Pepper all day. You've been drinking brown soda all day long.
No, nigga, that was me telling you to stop.
And I can smell it in your twerk air. That thing is sticking together. And you ain't put a bar of soap across it in a minute. Girl, go home. Go be with your kids. Go do an Easter egg hunt with your kids.
Go do an Easter egg hunt with your kids. It's crazy.
Nah. That's real. Sometimes your twerk air is bad. Sometimes your sit down air is bad. But
the sit down air is nasty, dog.
Shorty sit down too fast in front of you. You gonna smell it, bro. That's all I'm saying.
So how you
sometimes
think
it's mashed by love spell
NCAA
or whatever that bullshit is that they be spraying from Bath and Body Works, but you know that sit down air, that walk by air, that twerk air, it's all important.
Hey, hold on. Before we get into that,
I just gotta say, man, that
Kim Mulkey like news dropped today. You know, she did like her interview after the game last week, and she was like, "The Washington Post is trying to come for me." You know, da 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 da. They said she treated her gay players and fat players differently than the rest of the team.
That's these two brothers.
Who
I don't agree with this.
That?
Breaking news too.
They do the same shit on
Bro,
the men's
come
side.
Come on, man.
Don't be part of the alphabet gang on this team and have a bad game. Because now we're going to blame it on you being part of the alphabet gang, okay? That is
so
how
it because
is. That is how it is.
Because Shorty eats pussy, that's why she couldn't get more than 5 rebounds?
Okay. I'm just saying.
It's not right. But she not the first coach to do that. So I feel like they only doing this to clout chase off of her success recently with LSU.
You took weed to Russia, my nigga.
I feel
That's
like the Brittany Griner thing,
light,
the Brittany Griner thing told you all you needed to know. When she wouldn't say free Brittany Griner, that should have told
you.
No,
but think about that swap. Bro,
Brittany Griner did, she broke the law, right? Don't people who break the law deserve to go to jail? Like, come on. Like, how fucking crazy is that? Weed to Russia? I don't even like taking weed across city limits.
She didn't take weed to Russia. She didn't take weed to Russia. She already played in Russia. She was going in between whatever they call it over there, provinces.
So she was leaving Russia with weed?
No, she wasn't coming back to the U.S. She was going to another part of Russia. They was in the airport. Like, how we would if we going from Georgia to fucking Texas. Like,
no,
it was like
that. I don't care. She was at the airport, bro. Anybody who's ever been caught doing something illegal at the airport, you deserve it.
He also like
Michael Vick with the weed and the invisible compartment in the bottle, Joel Santana with the gun at the airport. Anybody who's ever done anything illegal at the airport, you deserve it. Because why the fuck
the swap
would you try that was these made niggas for at the airport?
Insane, dog.
Why?
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Bro.
This is a pro white quarterback podcast.
They wasn't saying free her because she just got knocked up for the weed. It was the amount of time. No communication.
They gonna throw the, what happened in the tournament, gonna throw bro? The book at you.
Bro, what's going on in the tournament, bro?
It's insane.
The merchant of death, bro. This nigga, he wasn't the merchant of weed. He was the merchant of death.
Who can barely dunk.
Ivan Drago of guns was let loose for a lady with a fucking weed pen. Oh, but LSU, hey, live your life, Angel boy. Reese, Angel Reese, I would like your sit down air or your twerk air in a mason jar. We still love you here at the podcast, Angel.
Yes,
I have
Caitlin
my own.
Clark
I have my own agenda, Doko. I have my own agenda. Okay. Hey, Angel, Rihanna,
unless
Solana,
she's like
Solana. You know I love you. Every day I gotta say letters, I love you, Solana.
Then no. Then no.
Solana, you got my heart. Just mention me in your next song, bro, please.
You know they cut that out of her.
Over or under, she mentions me on the next album.
Which name is she supposed
That's
to
That's a bad built baby.
I think she might talk about her scoliosis on the next album.
That's crazy.
SZA, come find me. We can have scoliosis together. We can have two kids with question mark backs. You hear me?
Question mark back is crazy. God, yeah. Don't put that on the kids.
That's a terrible. Look, I'd start all over again for you, Solana. My kid's 18. Me starting all over again for you is crazy. But
yes.
I love Solana. So LSU won today. They beat UCLA.
UCLA, yep.
Nobody's shocked, bro. Caitlin. Is Caitlin getting a bad rap for being a fucking female athlete?
The media?
I think a lot of people are
just upset with how the media responded.
What
to,
specific
where Angel Reese gave her to John Cena after the win last year. And so anytime Caitlin Clark does something now, they like, yo, well, why exactly. y'all not saying anything about this? But she's broke all the records, men or women. Like at this point, she's solidified.
No, not just the media. The Twitter too. That's shitting on her right now. Black Twitter.
Because the media was shitting on Angel Reese. Like, that's what we do. But
it is low key unbalanced, though. And it's because she's white.
What sucks is that she's not a baddie. If she was a baddie doing this, bro.
Nigga says she looks like a flagger.
No. That bitch looks like a coal miner.
That's what you like. You like for your ball players look like coal miners. When they breaking records up.
I know she's not distracted. I know she's... It's all hooping with Caitlin, bro. It's all hooping with Caitlin. Nobody's trying to touch her butt. It's all hooping with her.
Ball above all. Mm-hmm.
But I do think that the fucking talking heads, all the fucking reporters, they've got to see the imbalance that they've created. When Angel does some shit, oh, look at this. She's a thug. This is unsportsmanlike. And Caitlin is fucking literally saying, shut the fuck up in slow motion, which ABC
She's saying it to her dad.
It don't matter. ABC slowed it down so that you could read her lips. If that were to happen to any other player, they don't even show it. They don't show. They replayed it. Looks like Caitlyn's got some words for her father here. Let's slow it down. What do you think she said? I don't think he'll be pleased when they get home. Like, they had whole commentary on it. Mm-hmm. But if a black player does something like that, it looks like things are getting heated on the court. And we're not going to show you the replay because we know kids are watching. Like, it's crazy. Like, she's getting Larry Bird treatment.
All I'm gonna say is LSU was at the press conferences playing a new single.
So that actually feeds right into the point I was gonna make of,
and then
it might give us a bad rap. Maybe they don't show us
in there cracking up,
acting like the Caitlyn Clark.
I hate that because
it feeds into the image
that makes us look a certain way. That keeps us in that stereotype. Oh, they're rappers.
She grew up hip hop, man. She grew up hip hop, like.
Maybe. That shit is wild.
I like it. I like it.
Well, the other shorty defense,
I don't use the basketball press conference to promote rap.
You probably got a better chance can promote.
You can promote anything branding related to your sport. You got a Gatorade deal. You got fucking whatever NIL. Promote that, but don't promote your rap.
Laje, she's not nice.
You don't think so?
She only a sophomore. She's got at least another year or two.
You're probably right, because I can't remember who it was that graduated. One of them Jones graduated last year and went pro and got cut.
You talking about the girl from South Carolina?
I think it was one of the joints from fucking LSU.
No. It was the girl from South Carolina,
because she won MVP from the Final Four. And then the next year, it was they call her Henny. I can't remember her first name. But
and she got drafted and got cut like the last day of cuts too, so she couldn't even go play for a Europe team because she got cut after the Europe teams set their teams up already. So now Shorty at home baking. Yo, I guess that's the better plan B over a plan B.